Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new episode of Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Today is, Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. My goodness. Man, time is going by fast already. This month is almost over already. I can just remember New Year's Eve getting in because I was at a New Year's Eve party I shouldn't have been at. Wow. January 23rd. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be a touching topic that there was so much that was going on in the news, and I could just think year after year after year, all these stories pop up, so I had to talk about it tonight. But before we get into tonight's topic, for starters, I would like to apologize to all my listeners out there for Sunday night's broadcast. I had to do a rebroadcast because it was actually a travel day. And so what we're going to have to do from this point on, when my people schedule prep times, I can't travel on Thursdays and Sundays because that's the night that I do my show. So I actually missed my broadcast because I was on the road traveling. If you don't know, I'm back on the road spreading the Yizer word all over the country. Currently, I am in Norfolk, Virginia. If you've been logging on to Yizer.com, our social network, keeping up on our daily news, you would have saw my latest broadcast of Entrepreneurial Journal that I posted yesterday, and it was in Norfolk, Virginia. So, I am broadcasting live from Virginia. Anyway, welcome. You listen to Moving Forward here on Yizer Radio, and I'm your man, host, Dwayne Abernathy. Tonight's topic is probably one of the most serious topics that we've talked about. And we're going to talk about unsolved murder cases of African Americans. And what struck this topic for me lately, you know, I live down in Atlanta, and so on the news, I'm sure you guys heard about it. We've also posted on Dodge.com about the tragic death of Kendrick Johnson. So we're going to talk about Kendrick Johnson a little bit tonight. But another thing that this subject for me tonight was, I would say, it probably been maybe weeks ago, someone forwarded me a story about a young lady named by the name of Lakeena Johnson, U.S. Army, serving her country. I think she was a private pilot. Well, unfortunately, she ended up getting murdered. I believe she was over in Iraq. I believe she was still out of the tragic thing about the story is that the U.S. government, the Army, told her parents that it was a suicide. It wasn't a suicide. And, I mean, this young sister lost her life. And the bad part about it, she was also raped also. So we're going to talk more about Johnson because this is a story that needs to be, because you hear the news all the time about all these other cases, but I'm thinking to myself, where the hell was CNN? Where the hell is Fox? Where the hell is the local news? I didn't hear nothing about the story. And I do believe this young lady passed away, matter of fact, passed away July 19th, 2005. 14. I just heard about the story 2 weeks ago, and I stay informed. I stay informed with the news. So I'm just showing that that's the purpose of the importance of Yizer and Yizer Radio, because we're going to get the news out to our people that the mainstream media is not doing. They're not showing us the respect that we deserve in the community. That's why everyone who's listening to me, please get the word out and let everybody know about Yizer and Yizer Radio, because this story here, 2005, a young sister by the name of Bea Johnson lost her life. And I'm just finding out about it 2 weeks ago. I'm sure there's some listeners out there right now who never heard about it either. So, there was this documentary that was made called Silent Truth. I recommend everybody see. Matter of fact, there's also a video. It's so crazy about YouTube. This video was on YouTube about 2 weeks ago, and I went to the video today to check to see it again, and it was banned from YouTube. Said it had like unauthorized material, something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, how can telling a story of an unsolved murder be unauthorized on YouTube? So I did my search up on YouTube under a totally different name. So I'm gonna post it on Yizer tomorrow. So you guys must go and check out this video. It's very heartfelt, and it's like a young lady's family, and we have to find justice for the Johnson family. But let me play this clip from Silent Truth. It's telling the story of this young lady by the name of Lily, who lost her life. Tragic, unsolved murder and rape of a young sister who was in this army. Take a look at this video. Listen to the clip, and I'll be back in a second. You're listening forward here on YizerRadio.com, and I'm your host, Dwayne Abernathy.
At 7:30 in the morning, our doorbell rang. Linda looked out the window, and she said, "John, there's a soldier on the porch." And I knew then it was bad news.
And he said, "Are you Linda Johnson, mother of Private Lavina Lynn Johnson?" And I said, "Yes, I am. What do you want?" And he said, "We regretfully inform you that your daughter, Private Lavina Lynn Johnson, is dead." And I lost it.
He said, "I got the impression that they said Lavina committed suicide." I said, "Wait a minute. Shot in the head, committed suicide." He said, "Right." I said, "Lavina carried around an M16 rifle. How did she shoot herself in the head with it?"
"Absolutely not. No way. My daughter did not do this to herself." So the battle began.
And that's one of the tragic parts of this whole thing, that the military itself just assumes that the families are going to be compliant, that they will, they aren't going to cause a ruckus, that they will just sit back and accept everything the military says to them in the military's own time. It's a horrible situation, and when families try to buck the system, they are met with, you know, the full force of the military saying, we can't give you anything unless you file this Freedom of Information Act, and if you don't name exactly what the document is, they won't give it to you.
When I had to go to the airport to get her body, I said, oh my God, I can't hardly take this. The last time I'm here, she's running with open arms. Hey, Mom! And this time she's in a box with a flag draped. So horrible.
The next thing that actually happened was me receiving paperwork, and then I saw one of her face, and that just, I don't know what happened to me then. I closed it up. I you know, went up in the bathroom, and I sit there, and I bet you I cried. I couldn't control myself. It took me a good hour, I think, to finally settle down. My heart was beating so hard. He said, they murdered Lavina, man. He said, and we can prove it using this paperwork. They have a torrid reputation when it comes to abuse of women in the military, and it needs to be dealt with. And they're not going to do that as long as they're covering up for people who did this to Lavina and Tina Priest and Deborah Boyniak and Gloria Davis, and the list goes on and on and on.
It's such an emotional burden on the family that if they decide they want to pursue this, I mean, it is going to take, it's going to take every bit of energy and commitment that they can muster. And if they're not fully committed to it, it will drive them crazy. It will tear the family apart.
It was an April morning when workers exhumed Johnson's casket at Jefferson Barracks to continue the search for answers. Answers different from the ones Johnson's family has been getting from the military. And the message is now reaching to Congress, with support coming from the House and Senate.
We've got to find the truth about what happened to this young lady. Her family deserves that at a minimum. And we need to know in terms of keeping the armed services accountable.
And by the time everything was set up, her 20th birthday came, July 27th, and I was sitting in a cold funeral home looking at my baby's body and should be celebrating life. And I had to say goodbye to my baby, just a baby. She turned 20. And she didn't even get a chance to live.
My daughter was beaten, raped, murdered, set on fire, then tried to burn a tent down with her body in it. And your evidence says that. So it'd be a cold day in hell before I stop. And I mean that with all my heart. So how they gonna handle their end, that's gonna be up to them, because I ain't stopping. And anybody that's gonna help us get justice, I'm gonna be right there telling this story.
Man, that is such a tragic story. I'm like, when somebody sent, when I forget who it was, somebody sent to me, even to me, and I saw the video. So I said, you guys, you must see this video, because in the video you see the pain in the Venus family's face, mother, her father's. Trust me, I did 8 years in the military. When you send your child to the military, you're like, okay, you're here to protect country, but you never think that you have to send somebody to protect your child in the military. And the sad part about this, rape is sexual assault so huge in the military. I mean, this is not one of those cases that were just like, oops, something happened. No, believe it or not, it's not in the news a lot. Believe it or not, it has been a high, many cases, weak cases in the military, and people go unpunished. So I'm going to tell you, it's so bad. Like, I just found a post, like, back in 2013, Congress approved reform to arrest sexual assault, rape in the military. You know, it's very prevalent in the military. But back to Lavina. Let me tell you just a little bit more about this young lady. Such a tragic story. She had to find justice for her family. I mean, we have to do something, you know. And believe it or not, people, I don't know who to blame for us not knowing. You know what? I can blame us. Because I don't know how many times that I've gotten someone being, or how many times I got a text message or email of somebody stupid getting walked out the ball, just stupid-ish, right? But why was this story of destroying our community? Why wasn't people by the thousands sending text messages out about the tragic story of LaVine Johnson? So we can all, we have to push the Justice Department to find the killers of this young lady. So we get justice for the Johnson family. I'll tell you a little bit about this young lady. For starters, she was a first class in the United States. So she was like fresh in the Army. It's what we call a boot, or somebody that's fresh out of boot camp, right? You know, she actually was the first female soldier from Missouri to die in Iraq. So she was over in Iraq when she passed away. You know, this is, let's see what we got here. Ooh, excuse me. I mean, because I'm just amazed that these people called this lady's parents up and said it was a suicide. Right here it says, Jessica's death was officially ruled suicide by the Department of Defense. However, her father became suspicious when he saw her body in the funeral home and decided to investigate. The Army initially refused to release information, but so under freedom of information, Representative William Lacey Clay Jr. raised about it at a congressional hearing over Pat Till's death. Okay, why the hell does this take a representative for you to go wrong? I mean, anybody can see that this was a suspicious death, and I mean, how does people with power in the military, how's in the military, how do you sleep at night to help cover up a murder of a young African American who's there to protect her country? Story a little bit more, but I need to take a break. So I'll be back in a second. Again, you're listening to Moving Forward here on YazaRadio.com, and I'm your host, Dwayne Abernathy.
Cause I just wanna love you, baby. I don't wanna waste no time. Wanna be your only one, baby, please.
All I seek is perfection. Ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like lyrics she spoke to me. In the middle of the winter, summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out, and these people know my name. I could be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same. And these lights are glowing, but he don't want none. He'd rather chill and hold me. Maybe he could be.
Not
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, my people? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on guysradio.com. I am broadcasting here right now in Norfolk, Virginia, and it's so ironic that my first story tonight is about the military, and I'm in one of the biggest naval base stations in the country. If you just tune in, tonight's topic is unsolved African-American murders, because we don't get the publicity on the news or the support from the justice system to solve our cases. And like I tell you guys, every week when I do my show, I try my best not to talk about racism or show the obvious between how issues or situations are dealt in our community versus in white community. And every loss of life is a tragedy. I just want to take you guys on the history lesson real quick. Go back in history a second. I know you guys a few years ago, every news station in the country, every news blog in the world, every radio show in the country talked about the missing young lady by Natalie Holloway. And don't get me wrong, people. Don't be out there ready to turn your station off for nothing. Guys, no, we all know this young lady's name. And it's a tragic story. Don't get me wrong. Very tragic story. But people in my community or people outside of my community, you guys knew who Lavina Johnson was before I mention it tonight, or how many of you guys know who Lavina Johnson was since 2005? I bet it wasn't the same amount of people who know who Natalie Holloway is. I'm just showing the obvious comparison. That's all I'm saying. Okay, moving on. So I'm going to tell you, this is how sad the story is. That's the reason why we have to find justice for the Johnson family. And what I'm about to read to you guys is very thick, so I'm warning you ahead of time. The autopsy report revealed Johnson had a broken nose, black eye, loose teeth, burns from a corrosive chemical on her genitals, and a gunshot wound seemed inconsistent with a suicide. Several reporters have suspected that the chemical burns were to destroy DNA evidence of a rape. How in the hell can someone fix their mouth to tell a parent that their child committed suicide with the obvious evidence like this? I mean, who the... I'm going to tell you an old saying that we say in the neighborhood. Who do they think we are, Sammy Sausage Head? Or fuck one night but not last night? This is what I'm talking about. When I read stuff like this, when I hear about stories like this, ask myself, the people of power in this country are African-American attorneys. Why are they standing in line to even pro bono work together to help the Johnson family get justice? Why aren't they getting with the black churches, the mega churches in this country, and they get word out? The news all through our community to find justice for this young lady's family. I don't get it. This is the reason why we're here, to put the word out, and we have to move forward. So we found the problem. The problem is this young lady, Vena Johnson, lost her life serving our country. So now let's talk about a solution. First solution, if you listening to me right now, or if you go on to Yizer, forward this radio show after I'm done broadcasting tonight, or tweet, text, call everybody know right now to tell them to tune in, because we need to get the word out for Miss Lavina Johnson. Okay. The next thing we need to do is contact, let's see, she's from Missouri, contact the Justice Department for the United States, not Missouri, I'm sorry, the Justice Department, and ask them, who do you need to talk to put pressure on them to investigate this case, the Johnson family? Okay. Next thing you need to do, I need for you to watch this documentary so you learn everything you can about this case. It's a documentary. It's called, it was directed by Joan Booker, and the title was Lavina Johnson, The Silent Truth. It came in 2010. So I believe there's also an online petition. Another solution that I need for all of us to do is Google online petition, Vena Johnson, and sign this petition, because we have to push the Justice Department. Oh, here we go right here. 2008, an online black activist Colors of Change launched online. Okay, contact Color of Change. It's a black activist group called Color of Change. Contact them so you can get involved with the online petitions to help solve the Lavina Johnson case. All right? This is your man, Dwayne Abernethy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. When I get back, I'm going to move on to our next tragic unsolved murder of an African-American. Tonight is a show that's very heavy on my heart, because we need to protect each other, but at the same time, when we come up against a tragic thing like a family member being murdered, we need to let each other know so we can help solve these crimes. Okay? This is Dwayne Abernethy. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back. And you listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
Baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasies. me when I'm out. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me where you wanna go, what you wanna do. Said we living it like we own it, own it, own it. To the most top of the world, what I need is you. Said we living it like we own it, own it, own it. Yeah.
Never too much, so just let the drink flow. Later on you can come through. They should call you your highness and call me king, cause I'm that dude. All you gotta do is leave your crew. Said I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me where you wanna go.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Tonight's topic is unsolved African-American murders. It's so crazy that it's so many of these stories that's in the news, but they're buried. It's almost like you buy a newspaper and an unsolved African-American murder is on the last page in that little bitty small square. You know, it's like you have to dig and dig to get this information so we can find justice for our people. That's why it is very, very important that we have to start sharing information in our community. We're not just talking about tragic information, but we have to start communicating more in our community things that's going to help move us forward. You know, it's a time for entertainment, but we have to put some of that on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? So I'm letting everybody know now. Anybody that's in my circles, don't send me no more. Don't send me no more twerking videos or videos that just like that are part of moving our people forward. All right. My first story that we talked about was about the young lady by the name of Lavina Johnson, young lady who was raped and murdered. In the United States Department of Justice said that it was a suicide. We're going to move on to our next story, tragic story. This one hits close to home to me because I live in Georgia, and this is the Kendrick Johnson story. I know you guys have heard about this one in the news. This one has gotten more publicity, you know. But once again, it's just the fact that how they play us in our community like we are, like I said before, Sammy Sausage Head. You know, if you don't know the Kendrick Johnson story, let me fill you guys in. Young man, 17-year-old student at Law County High School. He died January 10th. Gym. Someone found his body rolled up in one of gymnastic mats. We all know, you know, the mats that, you know, you have in gym class that they roll out. So the story goes by the police department that it was an accidental murder. He accidentally killed himself. Well, he accidentally died reaching into this mat to get a shoe. So I can't make this ish up, people. I can't make this up. I can't make it up. It's like, once again, how can you fix your mouth to tell a parent who lost their child that your child died from a freak accident of trying to get a shoe from a mat? I have a 3-year-old daughter. My 3-year-old daughter would look at me like, that, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, we're going to get more into this Kendrick Johnson story, but let me clip first to catch you up, because this is a clip that I found from CNN where the reporter actually went to the sheriff's department and kicked him out. So, and then we'll be back in a second, and we're going to talk about the tragic death of Kendrick Johnson.
Tonight, Victor Blackwell has exclusive information, some disturbing new evidence, photos, and videos that only raise more questions. And we do want to warn you, some of the video you're about to see is graphic, difficult to watch. Here's Victor's report.
It's the only video shot inside the Lowndes High School gym the day 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson was found dead. And with his parents' approval, we're showing it for the first time. Lowndes County, Georgia investigators say Kendrick's death was a tragic accident, that he climbed onto these rolled gym mats to reach for this shoe at the center of one mat, slipped, got stuck upside down, and died. County officials say the blood in this photo spilled after Kendrick's heart had stopped pumping hours after he had died. But Kendrick's parents say the photo and the video show something else.
There's enough evidence to show that Kendrick was murdered.
CNN has exclusively obtained the 15-minute video and nearly 700 photos of the scene taken by Lowndes County investigators. And for the first time, Kendrick's parents, Kenneth and Jacqueline Johnson, are ready to look at them, including these pictures of orange and black gym shoes investigators found just yards from Kendrick's body.
Did these shoes belong to Kendrick?
No.
When you look at these shoes that were at the scene,
What stands out to you?
The blood on the shoe.
But investigators say tests show the stains are something other than blood, so the shoes were not collected as potential evidence.
I don't understand why.
CNN took the photos to independent private investigator and former FBI special agent Harold Kopis. If you were on this scene, would this have been something you would have left?
No. Bag and tag.
There's no indication investigators ever even looked for the owner of the shoes or this hooded sweatshirt found a few feet from Kendrick's body.
And if you look real close, there's something on this particular cuff. And then the question is, was it blood? Did you test it?
According to the crime lab report, no.
They know something happened in that gym, and they don't want it to come out.
For the Johnsons, there's no stronger indicator than this photo. It's of what appears to be blood dripping down a wall. Here's what Lowndes County Lieutenant Strive Jones told CNN about that wall in May.
And we tested it, and it was blood. Now, we did DNA testing, and it was not the blood of Kendrick Johnson.
If it wasn't Kendrick blood, who blood was it?
Did you ever find out who it was or any involvement?
No, as of now, we haven't, no. But okay. It doesn't appear to be related to our crime in any way.
What do you think about the decision not to test it further?
You can't explain it. If you're running the crime scene, then you're going to say, that's potential evidence. Obviously, we're going to check this out and find out who does it belong to. This is an athletic gym. I mean, obviously, this is where they conduct various athletic classes and instructions at.
A kid couldn't have scraped their knee or arm or something and got that much blood on the wall.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 impacts. The opinion of our crime scene personnel, after looking at it closely, the blood appeared as it had been there for an extended period of time. It didn't appear to be very fresh. School gym. There is no way that they would allow whoever was supposed to clean this gym to leave that blood on that wall.
And there's the question, why was there no blood where they expected to see lots of blood? Remember the photo of that shoe investigators say was inches below Kendrick's head? Look at it again.
If he was inside the Mets, reaching for that shoe, inside this tube, reaching for the shoe, and the shoe is beneath him, why isn't that shoe covered with blood?
And what do you think about that shoe not being covered with blood, dude?
It was placed there.
Hey,
Sheriff Ryan.
Hi. Victor Blackwell, CNN.
Chris Ryan.
The Sheriff's Department has denied a cover-up, but we took the Johnsons' concerns to Lowndes County Sheriff Chris Prime.
We've got some questions about the Kendrick Johnson case.
I'm not going to discuss that with you.
Why not, sir?
Because our case is closed.
The family has some concerns about why some things were not taken into evidence. There was blood on the wall.
I'm not going to discuss the case with you.
And why is that?
Because I don't want to.
Then, less than a minute after he'd invited us in...
What did you not understand that I said? I'm through talking to him.
He ushered us out.
Thank you, Sheriff Bryan.
I don't believe this was an accident. I think this young man met with foul play.
The Justice Department is reviewing the pictures and the video to decide if it'll launch a federal investigation into Kendrick's death. But for Kendrick's father, the evidence is clear.
Someone murdered him. They should be in jail. They are covering up. They should be in jail.
Victor Blackwell joins us now. So the former FBI agent says that the crime scene was...
What's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I try to keep my cool, man, because I know you listened to me in the past. And I go off. But I think to myself, like, you know what? I'm going to try to control myself a little bit better because this actions, I'm going to say these actions of the police department, the investigators down here in Valdosta, Georgia, is some of the most blatantness, and I'm going to say it, racist, bull there is. There's no explanation. There's no way in hell reporter should go in there and talk to an investigative sheriff, and he just said, this clothes, get out of my office. This man had no sympathy, had no empathy for what happened to this young man, Kendrick Johnson. You know, he's just almost like, oh, just another dead nigga. Yes, I said it. Because that's pretty much what he said. If he had subtitles under him, like, you know how you got, like, your thoughts and a thought bubble pop up? And his thought bubble popped up inside his thought bubble. It said, I'm not worried about another dead nigga. But he didn't say nigga. He says nigger. This is ridiculous. Kendrick Johnson, let me calm down. Let me read some information about the video footage. Now, you know, 14 Generation Concerns, we specialize in cell security cameras. A video analyst looked at the surveillance footage. It says, Kendrick Johnson's case. Video experts find surveillance footage highly suspicious. You don't say. The whole purpose of having video cameras is to catch your extra eyes when you can't, you know, be in more than one place at one time. That's why you have cameras. But it says, CNN video expert Grant Frederick examined hours of videos provided by Loudoun County School District. He said that the crucial footage that would have explained the Georgia teen's untimely death was missing from the recordings. Did you people hear me? It said, let me repeat it if you did not hear me, and I'm going to slow it down. It says, he said that crucial footage that would have explained the Georgia teen's untimely was missing from the recording. Come on, man. Come on. Really? Then it says, a video analyst said that around an hour of footage was missing from other videos for cameras. So that means somebody, now trust me, video footage, believe it or not, you catch a lot of footage in just 1 minute. So this says it's four cameras. And it said that an hour footage was missing from each of the gym's cameras. So that means somebody had to go to the DVR or MBR, whatever. Go to the timestamp, look at each camera, delete the footage of that time from that to say, for instance, if it was from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Someone had to go to the first camera, sit there and watch all the footage for 1 hour, and delete it. Then they go to the next camera, watch all the footage, and delete it. Then go to the third camera, watch all the footage, and delete it. You know how much time that takes? And what's the chances? Trust me, I don't know how long this school has cameras there. I guarantee you that if there was a situation, because I get service calls all the time. People call them and tell me, you know, Dwayne, our cameras aren't recording. I can guarantee you, if you go through those records, I bet you if there was any case, since they've had these cameras in, if those cameras were recording and losing the footage, they would have called and ordered for a service call. So is it a coincidence that so happened that these four cameras, a student of yours loses his life in your school, and all four of these cameras happened to just miraculously didn't catch the footage that particular day? Come on, man. Come on. Let me read a little bit more of this. Then it says, we're keep reading this. There were four cameras, like I said before, inside the Laws County High School gym when Georgia teen Kendrick Johnson walked inside this January. And there's footage of I'm looking. But now he's walking through the gym. Then it says, according to the family members, none of these cameras explain how or why the 17-year-old body was found rolled up inside a wrestling mat the next day. We talking about a high school. You know what I mean? People are in a high school, kids. Nobody saw nothing. You know, nobody saw nothing. You know, then it says, in fact, a CNN video expert said he was highly suspicious of the surveillance footage that the school district had handed over. So the school district handed over this BS footage. So that means somebody in the school district is involved in the cover, you know. But I can say there is a shining light on this story. There are reports that fans have opened up a probe into the death of Kendrick Johnson. Okay? So the GBI is stepping up, and they should step, because I know just a few weeks ago in Atlanta, they had a vigil and everything, and they're putting pressure on the GBI to step up and investigate this death. But this is what gets me. I'm looking at a picture. This is how disturbing this picture is. They said this young man died from reaching for some shoes. There's a picture of this young man's dead body. And he has shoes at the bottom of his feet. Two pairs of shoes. So last time I checked, when you dig in heads for something, how in the world is the item that you digging for at the bottom of your feet? And then two, my next question is, I've rolled up wrestling mats before. Ain't no wrestling mat, once you roll it up, there's no hollow hole or no hole big enough when the mat's rolled up to fit a body in. But the only way that you get a body inside the wrestling mat is you place the body in the mat and you roll the body up in the mat. Come on, man. We really have to find justice for the Johnson family. And you know, I really think that sheriff down there needs to lose his job. He needs to lose his job. He should go. He got to go. You know, he had to go. Man. It's so funny. And then I'm still going over all this video footage. And it says the Johnson family has raised concerns that the video doesn't have any time stamps. The footage is reportedly jumped and blurred. The only way that you can get rid of a time stamp from video surveillance is if you go in and actually edit the video. Or go ahead and time it was premeditated. Now, this is a whole twist. I'm not saying this is what's going on, but there's a premeditated event, then somebody could go in there ahead of time and one, turn the cameras off or disconnect cameras, or two, turn the timestamp off. I haven't heard that scenario yet. The whole premeditated event of of this murder, this young African American losing his life at school. You know, is that what we've come to? We're killing our kids in school these days? The house going down and the adults of the school is covering up the murder of our young black children? Is that the point that we've come to in this country? Because the more and more I hear about this story, it's just amazing. Who has the audacity to cover up the murder a teenager at school? All right, people, I need to take a break. I've been on and on and on, but you just tune in. Tonight we're talking about unsolved African-American murders. And these are stories, like, once again, this story has been all over CNN. They're all over it. But the first story I talked about, Lavina Johnson, a young lady who lost her life back in 2000, I just heard about it, you know. So I'm going to take a break. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen forward here on YazaRadio.com in a second.
Alarm. Double M. Slip and slide collabo. Let's get it.
What he talking about? Know I've been aroma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide on the body until she get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lips on spot, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you were the same that last night. Girl, I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And now I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And now I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential between me and you? Between me and you. Remember when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it.
Stay real with it, what they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren now. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out, cause I never tell a woman where my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. Look at it right, woo.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Came from the spa, hair done too, but girl, that was 4 shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, you were the same that last night. I swear to God and I promise I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to test you.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Tonight's live broadcast, January 23rd, 2014. I'm actually broadcasting live from Norfolk, Virginia. I had to give a shout-out to my family. I miss my wife and my kids. I'll be home soon. But I'm out making money for the family. Anyway, tonight's topic is a topic that's heavy on my heart, and we're talking about unsolved murder of African Americans. That's in the news because I had to bring light to these stories that we talk about tonight because our media is not doing it. Our churches aren't doing it. Our community's not doing it. So I decided to get a few people who's out there to put the weight on my shoulder to get the word out because we need to get these cases solved and bring justice to our these people's family. But also we got to let the world know that you're not going to just be killing our people. It's like we have no value. Our lives have no value. So we went to break. I was talking about the Kendrick Johnson in Southern Florida. But also, like I tell everybody here, one thing about us is that Yizer, we talk about a problem, then we also talk about solutions. So this is a solution we need to put in place to help Johnson family. For starters, I need everyone to contact Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI. Call them and just let your voice be heard that you're not going to let the Kendrick Johnson case just, you know, fall out of people's consciousness, solve this case. So, their contact number, the GBI, is 404-244-2600. Just let them know you care about what's going on in your community, and we need to find justice. Once again, their number is 404-244-2600. Or email them at, I believe this is the right address. Let's make sure this is right. It's openrecords@gbi.state.ga.us. No, let your voice be heard, you know, because the thing is, we need to find solutions. And like any other community, if something happens in anybody else's community, trust and believe that they will be somebody accountable. Even sometimes some of their decisions are unjust, like they just find a patsy and they set me up, but we do have to find justice. We need to do, especially if you live down in the Boston area and you're voting, and y'all got to get rid of that sheriff. Y'all need to get rid of that sheriff. As my man was off the chain, just like, oh, this case is closed. Like, what? Like, what the what? What do you mean the case is closed? The case just started, player. You know what I'm saying? We got a 17-year-old African young brother died in a school, rolled up in a mat. You just say the case is closed? The hell? The hell? Let that be a little Billy and went back to school somewhere. Man, please. They had a city on lock. Shut the hell down. School's closed today because we can't find who killed little Billy. Man, please. All right. Get focused, Dwayne. But once again, those are some of the solutions we need to help them. We need to find the killer of addictions. All right. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a second. And moving forward here on YizerRadio.com. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Oh, hold on. Before I go to break, I'm letting all you guys know, if you want to be up on the news that's going on in our community, YIZOR.com, that's YIZZOR.com. YIZOR.com. You know what? We're not trying. Let me take a word out of your vocabulary. We're not trying. We are moving our community forward. But everybody has to do their part. Everybody in our community, there's no such thing as a black leader. I told you guys that a few weeks ago. There's no such thing as a black leader. We're all leaders. We are all leaders. We have to continue to move forward and do our part. And you to lead. Look, think about this. Not off subject, but I was listening to the news the other day because there's been big news lately that President Obama said something about, you know, there's the people that don't like him because he's a black president. But the one thing that I've always had against President Obama is that he's still not enough for our community. But this past election, when he got reelected, it was our community, the black and brown community, that got him reelected because he really lose a lot of his supporters and him in office. So, President Obama, I pray that you recognize that and you start doing for our community. Sorry, you guys, up on that political rant, but I just had to put that out there. I'm taking a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to YazzaRadio.com, and this is Moving Forward. See you guys in a minute. This is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Dwayne, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Live broadcast, January 23rd, 2014. I'm actually out on remote. I'm actually broadcasting live from Norfolk, Virginia. Tonight's topic, talking about unsolved African-American murders. I've already run over two touching stories. The unsolved murder and rape of Miss Lavina Johnson, U.S. Army soldier. Also, the unsolved murder of 17-year-old Kendra Johnson, who was found in a hospital down in southern Georgia, rolled up in a wrestling mat. So, I just ran across, well, I didn't just run across it, but I want to bring to you guys' attention a website. If you get a chance, log on. It's called ForgottenVictims.info. Once again, that website is ForgottenVictims.info. Black Kids Heaven, or just type in Black Kids Heaven. This is a website. Like, see, this is what I'm talking, this is the ish that I'm talking about. You know what, hold on. This is what I'm talking about, where this is a website that all of us should know about. This is a website that all of us should have in our favorites. Because you're not going to hear about it on CNN. We're not going to hear about it on Fox. We're not going to hear it on none of our major media. But this is a website that informs us of unsolved or missing African-American children. And I promise you, if I had a show tonight, I wouldn't have never heard of this thing. Because, like, no one, and it's so funny because, and I run in circles, I would say my circle of friends or people that I feel are informed and educated, but no one has about this site. So once again, you get the chance on to ForgottenVictims.info or just Google Black Kids. Let me tell you a little bit more about their site. This is a site, like I said, a highlight and let us keep us informed missing or unsolved murders of African-American children. You know, this is like currently, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day when they used to have like the milk cartons. This is on milk cartons. I don't know if they do it anymore. But I do know in Walmart that they have a posting of lost and missing children. So that's another place that you are sourced to, you know, either help some of these unsolved murders of African-American children or, you know, help these parents find their child. But let me tell you a little bit more about the site. It says Forgotten Victims, also known as Black Kids Heaven, is an online resource providing information on missing or murdered black children. Started as a memorial site a decade ago, it's known an online monthly newspaper. Okay, we have a clear mission to make the public aware of missing and murdered kids of color. We are tireless in our efforts to promote media coverage for the forgotten victims. Certain crimes are downplayed by the national media, and just about every black victim is swept under the rug. That is true. Forgotten Victims have been recognized by several news stations and newspapers, including CNN, the Miami Herald, local 10 News, as well as others. And now, Yizer, because we are telling everybody who's listening to the show, everybody who logs on the Yizer, please support this website. I'm actually going to post this on Yizer.com tomorrow. This is definitely going to be part of our news report tomorrow. This is definitely made to the site. So when you get a chance, go to this site. Let me click for a second. Like Unsolved Murders. We talk about Unsolved Murders tonight. So this particular site has, I think they updated this. Is it weekly or monthly? Let's see. Okay. Monthly, they post missing murder, unsolved murder of children. I'm on a site right on the page right now. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 victims of unsolved murder. Beautiful young black babies. Beautiful young black girls. I mean, some of the... Oh, my God. I need you guys to log on this website, and you can provide any information to solve some of these unsolved murder cases of these young, beautiful black babies. We, their family members, the community needs their help. So if you have any information on the death of Erica Johnson, of course, this young lady, she was from Detroit, Michigan. She was 15 years old, August 12, 2000. We're talking 14 years. 14 years this young lady has been tragically taken from us, unsolved. There's a young lady here by the name of Lynette Beards, February 1996. She was 14, down in Fort Texas. Please, people, please, if you have any information to these families, please contact Forgotten Victims, Black Kids Heaven. Their number is area code 786-657-9782. Once again, their phone number is 786-657-9782. Or you can email them. kwpost1@gmail.com. It's kwpost1@gmail.com. This is what I'm talking about. This is where the community needs to step up. This is where our community needs to step up. There is, oh my God, I just clicked another link. Missing kids. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14, like 18, 19, it's 20. Just on this one page, it's 20 missing, beautiful black, African-American children. I tell you, if it wasn't, I wouldn't know anything about this. I wouldn't know nothing about this. I mean, no, nothing about this. That's all I'm telling you guys now. We have to do our part. We have to do our part. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at some of these dates. Some of these kids have been missing for a decade or more. I'm glad to be here. Been missing since 2008. Another year-old baby. She's been missing since 2006. Oh, my God. Two-year-old. She's been missing since 1999. People, log on to Forgotten Victims. That's forgottenvictims.info. Help these families. I, you know what? I'm not even going to put it out the atmosphere. I'm just saying. This is what I'm talking about. Solutions. This is what I'm talking about. Talk about a problem. Then we have a solution. So, for instance, if you go to this website, you will see an unsolved murder of an African-American child or a missing African-American child. If you happen to see this child or know some information about it, contact the local authorities on this website and let them, you know, point you in the right direction for what you need to do to help, you know, solve some of these unsolved murders of African-American children. All right, I got to take a break. And this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. I need to take a break. Tonight, like I said, Tight is one of those shows that that's heavy on my heart, because earlier we don't care about this in the major media, and that's why I decided to take the time to get the information out about unsolved murders of African American people and children. This is your man Dwayne Abernathy. Listening to Moving Forward here at YazzaRadio.com. I'll be back in a second.
I worked and worked till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
A little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her? She cares about me!
Let's do this for these babies, Mercedes, truck up, houses on acres, Blakey ballin' on HD, y'all need to step up your AV, life changed again, I was already taking off, my flight changed again, flight change wins, it's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again, baby needs pampers, daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons, please don't judge me. Only hugged the block, I thought my daddy didn't love me. My baby getting chubby. Cue that Stevie Wonder music. Oh, isn't she lovely? Now I'm staring at her, praying that things don't get ugly. And I'm stuck in that old cycle, life, wife, please hug me. Oh, joint custody. I need a joint right now, just to sort of lone folks with me. High on life. I could die from the fall. Imagine if I hit the floor. Apologies in order. The blue, I be my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest.
Don't up with me, fellas.
Oh.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Oh.
I dream filthy, my mom and pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been through so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship, this shit's complicated. All I know is we ain't thinking every day I fucking hate it, and I don't wanna duplicate it. I'm the same mom and pop, probably jump a motherfucker crazy, and I got that fucking blood in me. I got his ego in his temper, all that's missing is the drugs and their high on life. Die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor, apologies in order, blue, I be my daughter, if it was up to me, you would be with me, sort of like Daddy Dearest. Treat a mother, I don't wanna have to just repeat another. Leave another baby with no daddy, want no mama drama. I just wanna take her back to a time when everything was calmer. Out in Paris, on the terrace, watching the Eiffel Tower and the Ferris wheel. Yet and still nothing could compare us for the beauty that you be, blue be. Looking in your eyes, it's like a mirror, have to face my fear. Cheer up, why can't you just be happy without these back and forth thoughts? You too much like your daddy. Sadly, I just wanted to spend more time with him. Sadly, life wouldn't let me get around with him. Now I got my own daughter, taught her how to take her first step. Cut the cord, watch her take her first breath. And I'm trying and I'm lying if I said I wasn't scared. But in life or death, if I ain't here, apologies in order. Blue Ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up, what's up? Love it, man, Dwayne Arrington. You listen to Moving Forward here on YaisRadio.com. Live broadcast today is January 23rd, 2014, and I'm actually out on the road. I am casting live from Norfolk, Virginia tonight. Tonight's topic is a topic that hit my heart, and we're talking about unsolved murders of African Americans. This next story that we're going to talk about, this particular story right here is something that's so entrenched in our community that for some reason this tragic story continues over and over and over again in this country. And everybody keeps saying we're in a post-racist society since the election of President Obama. But we all know that's not true. There are some people that have racism ingrained in them so, so deep that they teach their grandchildren. They teach their children. They teach their grandchildren. If they live long enough, they teach their great-great-grandchildren. Then they go teach their children. It's like a generational curse. Racism is a generational curse. This particular story that I'm about to tell you guys about is about a young man by the name of Alfred Wright. And there's no way around this story that cannot let me believe that this is not racist, that racism does not take a part in the tragic death of this young man who was a father, a husband, a son, a brother, and he was a hardworking man. This young man, Alfred Wright, I believe, came up missing like back in November 2013. They found his body weeks later. So I'm going to play a clip. Then we get back, we're going to talk about the tragic lost and unsolved mystery of Alfred Wright out of what part of Texas? Oh, some part of Texas is known for racism. What's Baymont, Texas? Jasper, Texas. That's it. Jasper, Texas. If I have to go to Texas, I'm going to go around Jasper, Texas. But let's listen to this very tragic story. The unsolved murder of Alfred Wright.
The sun was just going down when Alfred Wright pulled into this liquor store on a long, quiet stretch of Route 87 in East Texas, not far from the Louisiana border. The 28-year-old physical therapist was on his way to see a patient when his unreliable pickup truck broke down again. His wife, Lauren, who was home with their two young sons, immediately sent Alfred's parents to get him.
Last time I called him, I just heard heavy breathing. He was in distress of some sort. He was not responding to anything that I was saying.
His parents were still 20 minutes away, and Lauren was growing frantic, sending text after text.
At 5:57, trying to get to you. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Please answer.
Okay.
And at 6:16, I said, please answer, and that was after I'd already heard him in distress of some sort.
When his parents got to the store, they saw Alfred's truck, but no sign of Alfred, only the clerk behind the counter.
I went and asked her as she saw a clean-cut young black guy in scrubs. She told me that, yes, I saw him out on his cell phone by his truck. And all of a sudden, he put his cell phone in his sock, took off running like the truck was going to blow up.
The clerk did not want to be interviewed on camera by CNN, but told us he left of his own free will, a phrase she repeated several times.
Did he have anything to be afraid of?
No.
Did he have any enemies?
Not that I know of.
Alfred Wright grew up in Jasper and played college football. A musical family, his dad is a pastor and middle school gym teacher. His mom raised five children, including the youngest, Savion, who tried out for American Idol.
It's been a long, long, long time coming.
His family says Alfred always seemed happy.
Alfred was a man of great faith.
Change's gonna come.
He loved his family, very ambitious, very driven, very hardworking. His work ethic was phenomenal, fun-loving, and brilliant.
So why would he run, especially alone in the Texas woods, when he knew help was on the way? This part of Sabine County is about a 45-minute drive from Jasper, the town where more than 15 years ago, James Byrd Jr. was chained to a pickup truck and dragged to his death by three white men. People who live in this area, black and white, say racial tension is always just beneath the surface and that things aren't always as they appear. Which is why when Alfred's watch and items of clothing turned up on a ranch near the liquor store where he was last seen, his family raced there to try to find him. His wife was the first to spot a piece of blue cloth, the same color as the medical scrubs Alfred was wearing the last time she saw him.
It was a perfectly rectangular piece of fabric hanging from the barbed wire fence, and it was as if it was just cut perfectly.
Did it look like it had been put there, that it had been ripped off there? What did it look
like?
It
definitely didn't look like it had been ripped off.
For more than 3 days, sheriff's deputies searched the property where the belongings were discovered. The family's lawyer, Ryan McLeod, says the sheriff's department told him specially trained dogs lost Alfred's scent near a creek.
If Alfred's body was there, it is incredible. It's actually unimaginable to me that dogs would not have found his body.
Tom Maddox is sheriff of Sabine County, and he was on scene during the search.
He just showed me the circumference of the area. He showed me that this whole circular piece here had been searched. He also told me that numerous times that if he was in the area, that they would find him.
The sheriff's daughter and Alfred Wright were apparently friendly and knew each other through their healthcare jobs. So it came as a surprise to the Wrights when, after 4 days without warning, the sheriff abruptly called off the search, telling the family,
"Your son's just a missing person. My guys are tired. We've exhausted our resources and funds. We're done."
Done with the search and done with any investigation. The Wrights say the sheriff concluded there was no foul play, even taking it a step further.
The sheriff offered an explanation that this was probably drug-related, that he was probably having some hallucination that caused him to rip off his clothes, and so there was no foul play. Does that sound like your husband?
No, not at all. Not at all. After they found the clothing and his watch and his ID, they told me that there was still no evidence of foul play.
Did you believe that?
No, I don't.
Alfred Wright had been missing for 19 days, and with many questions and few answers, Thanksgiving week, dozens of volunteers did their own search in the cold and rain.
And Pastor Lewis began to holler, everybody, come to me. Come to me. And I knew the sound in his voice that it was not good. It was not good. I remember asking, is it a body? Say yes.
In an area of the ranch supposedly already searched by deputies was the body of Alfred Wright, found nearly 3 weeks after his truck broke down.
When I first found him, I walked up on him, and it says that his spirit spoke out to me and said, "Daddy, I knew you were going to find me." He said it was in this area.
Okay.
And his feet was back here. He was neatly laid.
Right.
Neatly laid.
Wearing only boxer shorts, his shoes, and a single sock with his cell phone tucked inside, it wasn't just the position, but the condition of the body that also seemed strange.
This is the first thing I noticed, how smooth his forearms and his back, all this is smooth, no scratches at all.
But he was missing an ear, two front teeth, and his throat appeared cut. And in an echo of the sheriff's prediction, the coroner's toxicology report described Alfred Wright's body filled with drugs and ruled his death an overdose. The family had never seen Alfred take drugs. They don't believe the report, and they don't believe that drugs explain the condition of Alfred's body.
Knowing that the watch is found here, his clothes are found here, and then the body's found there, what does that lead you to think?
It leads me to believe that there's a crime scene somewhere, and the timing is of the utmost importance. Every single day that goes by, evidence is lost or destroyed.
Based on what you know, what do you think happened to Alfred Wright?
I think he was murdered. I really don't have a doubt. My question now, just like the family, is who did it.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YazzerRadio.com. That was a clip about the tragic death of Alfred Wright down in, I want to keep saying Jasper, down in Jasper, Texas. There, I want to retract a statement that I said when I said there is no, is undoubtedly this case is a form of racism. I want to retract that. I cannot necessarily say that this tragic death and investigation is motivated by racism. So I apologize to anybody out there Texas that I just put out there and just think that everybody in Texas in Jasper area is racist. But what I do want to say, and I do mean this, that this young deaf was murdered, and the young man, well, and there's a cover-up going on. Now, if the cover-up is race-related, I can't say, but the more and more I read about this story and I see articles and everything about the story, it's definitely a cover-up. If it's racially motivated, I can't say. So, once again, solutions. Part of the solutions, if you want to help Alfred Wright saw the murder. His parents, let me see here, they actually had a march. And hold on, before I even say what I'm about to say, marching, I know, please don't take this the wrong way. Marches, Catholic vigils, that's what we tend to do, but I think we've got to start having a little bit more of a follow-up after these marches. It's almost like when you have a march or a candlelight vigil, you actually should have a list of demands and you push those demands to make sure you get a solution to the hopes of you marching or having a candlelight vigil. Now, one thing I can say about this young man's father, he is definitely calling for the Department of Justice of the United States of America to step in behalf of the family of Alfred Wright. His father is also calling for the FBI to be an advocate for Alfred Wright. You know, so his father is really, really pushing for justice. But I want to ask you guys something. What is the common factor in, especially these two stories here, the Kendrick Johnson story and the Alfred Wright story? And this goes back to, you know me, I'm on voting. But my thing is, voting for your local offices are way more important than voting for the President of the United States. The common factor or the common denominator of two stories is you're down home small southern town sheriff. Imagine, do you guys know that most of these down home small southern town sheriffs used to be the grand wizards of the KKK? Like half of the unsolved murders of African Americans in the South were caused by the police, and the sheriff usually was like the lead henchman. The sheriff here dealing with the case of Alfred Wright was so quick to close the case closed, taking too much time to find his body. I think his body was missing for 17 days. Too much time to find his body. My men are tired, they're hungry, they're going home. Case closed. Same with the sheriff in Southern Georgia, Andrew Johnson case. Of case closed, we got enough evidence, we're not spending no more time on it. The other thing that's, you know, some of this could be conspiracy theory, but you notice, I know they said in this past report, each one of these young men who passed away had a relationship of some sort, free, some of sexual, so I don't want nobody out there saying, I heard last night that Dwayne said, moving forward, that Kendrick Johnson was dating the sheriff down in Valdosta, or you heard Dwayne moving forward that Alfred Wright was dating the sheriff down in Jasper, Texas. I'm not saying that, but what the statement that I'm about to say, so get it clear what I'm about to say. There have been reports that both of these young men knew and had a relationship, a friendly relationship with both of these sheriff's daughters. That's all I'm saying. You can add to what you want, but I'm just saying. Well, I'm going to take a break. We have 15 minutes left in the show. There's this other story I wanted to bring up. I probably won't be able to play the clip on it, but I am going to mention it when I get back. So I'll take a break. And I'll be back in a second. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. And you're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Be back in a second.
Bring me something to eat. You done made up in these streets, but when it comes to my
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YazzaRate.com. The show is about to come to an end. We have like 10 minutes to go. But there's another rise of unsolved African-American murders in the community that just introduced me today. I wanted to talk about it, but I'm not going to have time. And there is actually a rise in the LGBT community. There's reports right now that are saying that in this community, if you don't know what the LGBT is, it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. Yes, the homosexual community. And there's reports that there's a rise of people in the homosexual community being murdered, but they're saying like 73% of those are black unsolved cases. And this is something that has to be addressed too. It's like, so I don't have time to play the clip, but if you get a chance, I actually found it. It's actually a website called nomoredownload.com. And there's actually like a 15-minute clip highlighting some of the unsolved murders of African-Americans in the LGBT community. I keep telling you, that this is a rise. Believe it or not, there is a lot of unsolved cases of African-Americans, which you don't hear about in local news. You have to go to untraditional media to get this news, to get this information. Okay? So, if you listen to, please do what you can to help some families of these victims. Please, the Lavina Johnson family, please know any information. Please contact the Johnson family. Just Google Lavina Johnson, and I'm sure some contact information to come up to her parents or local authorities. Or if you're in the military, contact the U.S. Department of Justice. Please help solve the murder of this young lady. Rest in peace, Lavina Johnson. Oh, Kendrick Johnson, if you in Georgia, down in the area, please contact the GBI. Please do what you can to solve this unsolved murder of this young brother, Kendrick Johnson. Alfred Wright, if you're down in Texas, Jasper, Texas area, please contact the local FBI office or don't even go to the local sheriff. I already let him know that he's not interested in help solving this case. Please contact the local FBI or even the Justice Department to help solve this unsolved murder of this young man, Alfred Wright. Also, if you get a chance, please go to the website that I was telling you about the unsolved murders of young black babies. Let me get the website for you one more time. Hold on real quick. Here, second, it's forgottenvictims.info. That's forgottenvictims.info or Google Black Kids Heaven. Please go to this website. Let if you know any information to help solve some of these unsolved murders of these young African American babies on the website. Also, if you are part of the, well, even not a part of the LGBT community. Help them solve unsolved murders. And once again, to get the video and to get more information about those unsolved murders in that community, log on to NorthDownLow.com. All right, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm closing out the show. I hope tonight that we've added another piece to help move our people forward. We talked about some problems. We gave some solutions. The only thing I have to do now is take those solutions and put them into action. Because you guys know what I tell you guys every night, either on Yizer.com. Before I even tell you guys, I tell you, I tell them, if you get a chance, log on to Yizer.com, get updated news and reports of what's going on in our community. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I tell you guys all the time about knowledge. People always say, everybody always say, knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. As I always tell you all the time, the use, knowledge is not power. The use of power is knowledge. Sorry, I keep repeating myself, but I just wanted to make sure I got it out right this time. All right. So you guys have a good night. I will see you guys on Thursday. See, I travel so much. I miss, you know, my days. I don't know where I'm at half the time. Anyway, have a good night. I see you guys on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Nicole Lee. I hope you guys are enjoying her new show. She's one of our new hosts here at YizerRadio.com. Last night, she had a very powerful show about what's in our food. So you get a chance, check out our show. It's Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, once again, it's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm out, and I'm reading this one more time. Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.